Brothers and sisters, welcome to the this long-standing spring missionary reunion for all the Italy missions and your presidents and sorelle and amici and everyone. It's great to welcome you here tonight and appreciate your attendance, your dedication to Italy, and the service that's been rendered over all of these years. My name is Rod Boynton. I've been asked to conduct this meeting tonight and next year for a two-year assignment by the bylaws of the All Italy Mission Organization. And there will be a new person in 2 years' time for 2 years, and it will proceed as in that manner until we don't ever meet again. But we will always meet, so either here or there, we will always meet. I would like to express a particularly warm welcome to Elder Alfredo Gessati and his wife from the Quorum of the 70, who is a key brother in our experience in the church in Italy and is moving forward with his leadership, the work in Italy and other areas that he's assigned to. We're happy to have Brother Gessati and Sister Gessati with us. We'll begin tonight by singing from the handout that you all have, Genti Guardate, number 166 from the Italian hymn book. Our organist is Brother Mike Hendrickson, and conducting, Brother Scott Barrick. We will sing that hymn, Con Vigore. Does it say that?
Gioioso.
Gioioso. And we will invite Sister Kim Acerson, recently returned from the Italy Milano mission, to offer the opening prayer.
Celeste, ti ringraziamo tantissimo per questa sera che abbiamo a stare insieme per un po'. Ti ringraziamo per i miracoli che abbiamo visto quando abbiamo servito come missionari, anche per i miracoli che continuano Ti preghiamo per i missionari, anche i presidenti di missioni che sono ancora in Italia. Chiediamo per i membri che tutti loro saranno forti e avranno la fede a vedere i miracoli con la costruzione, con il Tempio. Ti ringraziamo tantissimo per il Tempio e preghiamo che il lavoro andrà avanti senza problemi. Ti chiediamo che lo Spirito sarà qua con noi e di nuovo ti ringraziamo per i rapporti e le testimonianze che abbiamo, che sono più forti grazie alle missioni e al popolo di Italia e come loro ci hanno aiutato. E tutto questo diciamo nel nome di Gesù Cristo. Amen.
Thank you, Sorella Iserson. On the stand, I'd like to recognize all of the mission presidents who have been able to be with us tonight. I will have room assignments at the end of the program, so they will know where to meet you in this building with all of its little rooms around the perimeter. I'd like to make special mention from some emails that we received back for those of you who may remember your mission president, and he's not here tonight. President and Sister Goodman are on a mission in Guatemala City, Guatemala, at the temple in Guatemala City. President Grinseri from way back sends greetings from Australia and says he will see us all at the temple dedication in Rome. So look for President Grinseri when you see him. President Rempel is currently serving a mission with his wife, and they are assigned in Calabria. So he is enjoying a second experience, a third experience in Italy for President Rempel. President Curtis, Elder Lee Curtis, is going to be with us a little later tonight. He's in a meeting and couldn't be here at the beginning of the program. President Pasta sends his kindest regards to everyone. We all know President Pasta from his work with public relations in Italy and his own mission presidency in Rome those years back. Before we hear from the three most recently returned mission presidents, President Acerson, President Dunaway, and President Toronto, I would just like to give a couple of announcements, a couple of plugs for the work in Italy. Maybe some things that you can think about as you consider continued missionary service in Italy. We have a recommendation from your mission presidents that we all continue or begin to write letters to people that we know well in Italy. Baptisms often come from friends of friends of friends, the referral system, and from contacts with previous missionaries. And if any of you ever had an idea to send a letter to so-and-so, but you don't know you know where they live, which mission they live in, either Rome or Milano, you could send a letter to President Kelly in Rome right now, or President Wolfgram in Milano, and they would take that letter, those missionaries would take that letter and say, here's something from Sister Flavia Aceta. You remember Flavia Aceta? And Flavia, you would do some more work. You've already sent them. Okay. I knew you had. And then number two, we would like to invite all of you to continue subscribing to the Liahona for updated missionary news in Italy and the growth of the church and the reports that come from various brothers and sisters as you read the Liahona. Online subscription, $10. Costa poco. So that's a suggestion from your mission presidents. Now, we would like to invite President Acerson, recently returned from Rome, and followed by President Dunaway, from recently returned from Milano, and President Toronto, recently returned from Catania, to give us a little update on their mission service and say whatever they would like to say to you. Following President Toronto, we've asked Elder Gesati to take a few minutes and update us on the work of the church in Italy as he sees it right now. It's wonderful to be able to hear from him. Following Elder Gesati, I will come back to the mic and give the room assignments. And we'll now hear from President Acerson. Could you hear the wheels turning? Have I forgotten anything? President Acerson.
You know, the advantage of speaking first is that I can say whatever I want to, and I may be taking someone else's thunder away from them. So I'm going to focus on the temple. We had the opportunity to go back and attend the groundbreaking ceremony. And you all need to go when the temple is done. Just, if you can't make it, let us know and we'll try to find a way to get you there, because to see the Italians gather to come and see the prophet on the earth today, start the actual ceremonial groundbreaking of the temple, was an experience that I will never forget. The church is moving forward, and all of you have been a major part of that happening. And you can continue to be a major part of that progress that goes forward. You heard tonight the invite to send letters to communicate with those people that you may have lost contact with. There are ways to find them. And the very fact that you extend the effort to do that may be the very thing that brings them back into the church. You know, we have a part of us still over in Italy. Our son Scott was called to serve in the Catania mission when we were serving there. And our daughter Kimberly was serving in Milano. And then our other daughter thought she was going to go to Catania, and she ended up going to Tokyo, Japan. And she knew Italian better than any of us, and she ended up going to Tokyo, Japan. I can remember on Skype, because she was here in the States and we were in Italy, she said, "Dad, help me feel good about this." Because I knew how much she wanted to serve in Italy. There's something about serving in Italy. The people, they have hearts, and they make those connections with the missionaries. Don't ever forget the Italians. They are, I think, some of the most beautiful people in the world. Not just spiritually, but they're beautiful people. I've said enough. Basta. Please do all you can. There are many ways, and many of you are doing this, but President DeFeo, who's the stake president there in Rome, who is just the right one called to be there at the right time to move this forward, he constantly tells the members that we need to continue to work, that the adversary is going to, you know, do all he can to slow down the progress of the church. But we can counter that. We can continue to pray. We can continue to do all that we can to help move the work forward. And I encourage all of us to continue to do that. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Well, cari anziani and sorelle, it's so good to see all of you, those of you who have served in Italy and those companions who came with those who served in Italy, maybe a little reluctantly, but it's wonderful to be here with you, to feel your spirit and to thank you for your dedication and sacrifice in that country that we all love so much. Brothers and sisters, I want to pay just briefly a special tribute to the senior couples who have served. They play an indispensable role in the missionary work of the church. And you young missionaries, I hope you've already set the date for when you as a senior couple will go out and serve. We should all be planning on doing that. It is a very, very important responsibility. Just briefly about the work in the Milano Mission, we've been back since July, and I feel like it was a century ago and completely out of touch. But I will tell you some of the things that we saw happen while we were serving, where it was a manifestation to me of the hand of the Lord moving on that great country. One of the things that is happening is the establishment of Centro per I Giovani Adulti Non Sposati, the GANS centers. We started with one in Milano, we had one in Genova, one in Torino, and I understand they've established recently one in Alessandria. For those of you who don't know, these are centers in which the stake and the mission combine together. The Institute is the central part of the program, but it's really much more than that. And we have seen miracles happen as a result of these young single adult centers. They've had them in other places in Europe, especially in Germany, and saw great blessings from it, and a wonderful inspired area presidency determined to see them established in other places. And we saw that take place over the last year and a half or so of our mission, and truly great things. Baptisms are coming as a result of them. We're seeing reactivation. Individuals who had drifted away from the church are coming back and finding, as President Boynton indicated, a refuge from the storm there. So I think that's one of the great things. Elder Perry, when he served as the area president in Europe, had a vision of where the direction of the church would go in Italy, in Europe. And he said it would be with the youth. And out of that has grown these centers for young single adults. Brothers and sisters, it is a marvelous thing. And the work of the Lord is going forward in wonderful ways. I want to add my counsel to you about two things that you can do. I want, first of all, just to be a second, third, or fourth witness about the importance of staying in touch with the people whose lives you crossed while you were there. It may be those that you taught and baptized. It may be people you reactivated. It may be active members that need to hear from you. But all of you who served there remember so well when a letter or an email would come from somebody back home and how much that was cherished and talked about in the ward or the branch. There is such an importance. It is so important that we stay in touch with them. The second thing is, brothers and sisters, keep your covenants and stay faithful in the gospel. Little damages the work so extensively as when a missionary goes home and strays and the members find out about it. It's so important that we remain faithful, that we remain ever diligent as a source of strength to those that look to us and whose lives we were able to touch. Brothers and sisters, I have a testimony of the gospel, and I have a testimony of missionary work. It is the vitality, President Hinckley once said, it is the lifeblood of the church. And I have a powerful testimony of the work of the Lord in Italy. The Lord has great plans. Italy is coming, the church is coming out of obscurity there. We have only begun to see the miracles that will take place in that beautiful country. And I leave you with that witness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Good to be with you, brothers and sisters. Mi emoziono tanto quando vedo I visi angelici dei missionari tornati. Well, as you know, the Catania mission, after a long and glorious history, was combined with the Rome mission, and a lot of people wanted to know why, including myself to some degree. but really, when you think about it, the purpose of missionaries and missions is to do what? Create stakes, right? We want the members to take over and to be able to be in charge of everything, to be independent and autonomous. That's our goal. That's what the Lord wants. And just reading a little statistic the other day that said that in the last 10 years in Europe, there have been more stakes created in Italy than any other country. In 2000, I think there were three, right, President Elder Gisatti? And then were added the Rome stake, Alessandria, Verona, and Catania. Which means that The members are maturing. They're strong. They know how to minister. They know how to run the organization of the church. And that's what we all dream for and hope for. And when you think of it in that light, I think we can all be very grateful and very proud to be a part of this great effort. I just wanted to say something, I guess, about Sicily in particular, kind of the heartland of the Southern Mission in some ways, partly because the mission home was there. And I know a lot of you served in that part of the mission. I was in touch with President Nudo, the president of the new Palo di Palermo, and he sent me a few things that I thought would be of interest to many of you. As you know, the stake was formed just last June. It's not even a year old yet. and he mentions that the Centro GANS, the Young Single Adult Center in Palermo, working with the Franceschini couple, some of you may know them, is doing wonderfully well. They mentioned that they're going to be opening a new Centro GANS in Catania that will serve Catania and Siracusa. We have a new couple coming there, Mike and Patty Adams, who I think are here in the audience tonight. Their son is currently serving. We need couples. Plan to go back to Italy as soon as possible and serve. I just echo what President Dunaway said. The couples are fantastic. And nothing like couples who have already served once in Italy to go back and already love and know the people and the culture. But we're excited about that concept of getting the young single adults really involved and focusing on their needs. Ragusa, finally, has a chapel being built. They've laid the foundation and the walls are going up. That's been a work long in progress. Trapani is a branch now, but will soon be the sixth ward, a seventh ward, actually, in Sicily. There were five that started the new stake, two in Palermo. They're going to try to make a third ward in Palermo within 3 or 4 years. Messina just became a ward, so that will be seven wards on the island of Sicily. And they're hoping, Sister Adams told me tonight, to have another stake in eastern Sicily in the next 5 years or so. This is Ernesto again speaking. Presidente Kelly, a febbraio mi ha detto che in Sicilia ci sono stati più battesimi che in tutta la missione. Questo ci riempie di gioia. They've challenged every ward and every branch to increase their missionary efforts and baptisms by 10 or 12 members. So they're really involved in missionary work. And that's one thing that I noticed as a theme that emerged in the last 3 years. With the first presidency of the area in church history in which all three members of the presidency are from Europe, they know the culture, they know what works and what doesn't, and they've been very successful in helping the church grow. Even though the number of missionaries in Europe is going down as they're being reallocated to some other parts of the world, the number of baptisms has actually gone up. There's been a 25% increase in baptisms in Europe. Why? Because the members are catching the vision of Preach My Gospel, which is that they're responsible for missionary work. They're responsible to help the missionaries find people to teach and to get them into their homes to work with the missionaries teaching them. And that's why we've seen a surge in baptisms in Europe for the first time in a long time. It's the member involvement. They're really catching that vision. This is President Nudo's final comment. Noi siamo grati ai missionari che hanno pregato e sappiamo che continuano a pregare per noi. Personalmente ti chiedo di abbracciarli uno a uno, come si usa da noi in Sicilia, e di sussurrare nelle loro orecchie all'attacco per fortificare Sion, per fortificare la nostra vita davanti a Cristo, per sorreggere le ginocchia doloranti. Brothers and sisters, I hope there's nobody in this audience that ever thinks that your 2 years or 18 months was either a waste of time or unsuccessful in some way. Every single person who left their comfort zone and went to a new culture and learned a new language and had to live 24/7 with companions sometimes that were pretty intolerable. And you learn to adjust, to walk the hills and vales of Italy, the vincoli and the strade, to suffer the rejection, to mourn with those that mourn, to rejoice with those that rejoice, to give words of encouragement and healing and hope and light to people, even if they didn't receive your message and become members of the church. You sanctified that land. That temple would not be being built right now if it weren't for you and the efforts of the members in Italy. They couldn't have done it without you. Even if you didn't baptize one person, you strengthened the wards and the branches. You bore testimony of the Savior's love. Lives were made better. Testimonies were made stronger. People were given hope in a world that cries out for it. The Lord never counts our success in terms of numbers. And I'm so very, very grateful for that knowledge and for being part of a great team that goes back generations. From the time that Lorenzo Snow and the first missionaries went over and served singly, not as companions, and baptized a couple of hundred people in 15 years or so, but a lot of them came to Utah, and now many of their ancestors have gone back to Italy as missionaries. A lot of the missionaries then were discouraged, but they accomplished great things. To 1965, when the first missionaries came down from Switzerland, and even the servicemen who served in World War II and built a chapel in Sardinia and talked to a lot of Italians. The early missionaries that ran the church and had hardly any success in terms of numbers, it seemed, but in those small branches in Catania and Palermo and Milano, where Elder and Sister Gesatti were serving when I was a missionary, just in Quattro Gatti, right? Now there's a stake there. There are seven stakes in Italy. And we have to have that long vision of how the Lord's hand works in our lives and brings about his purposes. Every part of the vineyard is different. And I'm so grateful to have served with you in one of the most beautiful and beloved parts of that vineyard. I know that God lives. I know that Jesus Christ is at the head of the church. And I'm so grateful for all that my mission has meant. It means more to me the older I get. And it's wonderful to be part of this great cause. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, siccome mia moglie ha difficoltà con l'inglese e non voglio crearle altri traumi parlando in inglese, allora parlerò in italiano. Il suono della bella lingua italiana, come ha detto il Presidente Toronto, Presidente Taranto, come c'era scritto sulla sua targhetta. Qualche sera fa sono venuti a trovarci a casa mia due missionari appena arrivati nel nostro rione. Non so come mai sono stati messi insieme, perché erano tutte e due molto giovani e molto verdi, verdini. Parlavano in una maniera allucinante e non si vedeva che erano molto in difficoltà nel presentare il messaggio, no? Stavano parlando a memoria, stavano portando il messaggio a memoria, no? Che non conoscendo la lingua era l'unico modo per parlare. E sono venuti perché mi hanno chiesto di aiutarli a vedere dove potevano migliorare. Io all'inizio, come si dice in Italia, se avessi avuto i capelli avrei messo le mani nei capelli dalla disperazione. Non sapevo da dove partire. Poi, improvvisamente, mentre in pochissimi secondi, mentre stavo raccogliendo i pensieri, un pensiero è venuto prepotente nella mia mente. E gli ho detto: siete stati perfetti, perché voi non dovete convertire nessuno, è lo Spirito che convertirà le persone. In qualunque forma il messaggio viene portato, se arriva alle persone che sono preparate per riceverlo, lo Spirito farà il resto. Quindi gli ho detto, avevo tanti consigli da dargli, io sono stato insegnante per molti anni, ero pronto a occupare tutta la serata di consigli, ma non era la cosa giusta, non era la cosa giusta. Ho avuto una bellissima esperienza in pochi secondi. Un po' di anni fa, non mi ricordo se era presidente Dunaway. Presidente Dunaway, se è stato lei me lo deve ricordare. Il presidente di missione mi ha chiesto di parlare ai missionari e io ho fatto un discorso. Dopo il discorso, il presidente, siccome c'era ancora del tempo, ha chiesto se qualche missionario aveva una domanda per il presidente del Palo. E un missionario mi ha fatto una domanda strana. Mi ha detto, non pensa che in un paese come l'Italia, dove ci sono molte visioni, dove ci sono madonne che appaiono in tanti posti, non pensa che il messaggio di Joseph Smith possa essere considerato un po' ridicolo? Mi ha sorpreso questa domanda. Ma mi è venuto in mente che pochi giorni prima ero stato a visitare un santuario, una chiesa, proprio vicino a casa mia, a poche centinaia di metri. E si chiama Santuario della Madonna del Bosco. Questa è una visione. E si chiama Santuario della Madonna del Bosco. Lì ci sono molti boschi in quel posto lì. Sono andato nel sotterraneo di questo santuario e lì era raffigurato un evento che è successo nel 1600, qualcosa del genere. E raccontava la storia di tre pastori, giovani, tre ragazzini, che mentre pascolavano le loro pecore in quei boschi hanno visto improvvisamente una signora apparire. Questa signora vestita di bianco non ha detto niente ed è scomparsa. Questi pastorelli sono rimasti molto impressionati e uno di loro ha visto che una castagna era fiorita. Un seme di castagno era fiorito, era germogliato. Sono tornati a casa, hanno raccontato questo episodio. Nel paese lì vicino c'è stato un po' di impressione, così poi piano piano la gente intorno ha sentito, hanno cominciato a venire, alla fine hanno costruito una chiesa. E io ho chiesto a questo missionario, provi a fare il confronto delle conseguenze fra una visione di questo tipo e la prima visione di Joseph Smith. Provate a pensare alle conseguenze. Io ho sempre tantissimo rispetto per la fede delle persone e sono sicuro che questo episodio ha contribuito a creare buoni sentimenti nel cuore delle persone, però ha portato molta confusione, perché la gente, invece che adorare il Padre Celeste, invece che riconoscere l'espiazione di Gesù Cristo, adorano qualcun altro. E questo crea grande confusione spirituale. E poi ho chiesto al missionario, provi a pensare alle conseguenze della prima visione. Cosa è successo alla prima visione? La restaurazione di ogni cosa, la restaurazione del sacerdozio, la restaurazione del piano di salvezza. Voi avete lavorato per 2 anni o 1 anno e mezzo portando questo meraviglioso messaggio al popolo italiano. che viene da un'esperienza di secoli, secoli di oscurità spirituale. Voi avete contribuito ad aprire le porte del cielo alla visione del popolo italiano. E di questo noi siamo veramente molto grati, molto grati. Mi ricordo ancora in molte circostanze, qualche missionario che tornava, dopo un po' di tempo che era tornato, veniva da me e mi diceva: Presidente Gessati, dove sono le mie benedizioni? Ho lasciato il lavoro, ho lasciato la scuola, adesso torno a casa, dopo aver servito il Signore per 2 anni, non trovo lavoro, ho difficoltà, dove sono le mie benedizioni? Voi siete riusciti a fare l'elenco delle benedizioni della vostra missione? Avete provato a fare un elenco? Quando ho aiutato i miei figli a preparare quello che noi chiamiamo il curriculum vitae, non so in inglese come prego? Resume. Per trovare un nuovo lavoro, mi ricordo ancora qualcuno dei miei figli veniva e dice, la prima volta che lo preparavano: papà, ma cosa devo mettere qui? Io leggevo e diceva: ho studiato questo, ho questa laurea e poi ho servito una missione. È giusto, è vero, ma a un datore di lavoro, a una ditta, non interessa, non capisce cosa vuol dire, no? E allora ho chiesto a loro: provate a immaginare, a fare un elenco delle cose che avete imparato in missione e che potrebbero essere d'aiuto per una ditta. Hanno cominciato a fare questo elenco. Stupefacente. Stupefacente. Io gli ho detto: voi sapete qual è una delle preoccupazioni maggiori che ha una ditta, una compagnia, nell'assumere una persona? Primo problema è che questa persona vada d'accordo con i suoi colleghi. Se non avete imparato in 2 anni a andare d'accordo. Poi pensate a questo, avete provato, non capiterà mai più nella vostra vita di vivere 24 ore al giorno, salvo pochi minuti, 24 ore al giorno con una persona. Neanche da sposati succede una cosa di questo genere. Quindi la missione è un test incredibile. Beh, ogni tanto fate questo elenco, provate a fare questo. Quando vi sentite scoraggiati, fate questo elenco. Quali benedizioni ha portato? Ma c'è un altro elenco che sarà difficile per voi fare. Non riuscirete mai a fare l'elenco delle benedizioni che avete portato nel vostro lavoro, perché non vedrete, salvo qualche eccezione, non vedrete le conseguenze. Non vedrete il risultato dei semi che avete piantato in 2 anni del vostro lavoro. E io mi auguro che la vostra mente un giorno succederà, venga aperta e possiate vedere il risultato dopo tanti anni e forse tanti secoli, non sappiamo, il risultato di quello che avete fatto, che voi neanche immaginate. Io prego perché il Signore vi dia le benedizioni che vi spettano per il meraviglioso lavoro che avete fatto e che troviate gioia e consolazione in quello che avete imparato nel servire il Signore. E vi porto la mia testimonianza di queste cose nel nome di Gesù Cristo. Amen. Amen.
If I may just add one final thought, Anziano Gessati, when you return to Italy and you meet with the brothers and sisters, would you just remind them of your experience here with all of these people and make sure that they understand how much we love them? and how much we love the experience that we've all enjoyed in Italy. And we hope you come back every single year so that we can renew at least annually our love for you and for everyone over there. So thank you so much. Now, if we can make room assignments, we will have done a good thing tonight. So presidents and brothers and sisters, if you'll allow your presidents to get to these rooms first, these hallways are not wide, and we will have an enormous ingorgo stradale here if we are not careful. So President Acerson, if you would, with your good wife and all your missionaries, go to the Relief Society room. And I'm just going, in no special order, I'm just going down my list. So, President Acerson to the Relief Society room, President Jensen to room 109. And brothers and sisters, I wish I could tell you it's north, south, east, or west, but I haven't a clue where these start. So, there you go. Do you remember? Yeah, it's one big corso. Or Corsa, as you wish. President Toronto in room 106, and it also says that it's the High Priest's room. President Curtis, missionaries with President Curtis, will be in room 110. President Pacini in room 112. President Reen in room 117. President Dunaway in the primary room. President Gillespie in room 107. President Turner in room 105. And on the door for room 103, it says President Pacini, but you're already going to be in room 112. So disregard that sign. If we can get out there fast enough, we made a double assignment. So don't anybody go to room 103. President Dibble in room 121. President Williams in room 120. President Lombardo in room 115. President Favero in room 114. And President Gambarotto e Compagnia Bella in room 111. And I think that's... Is that everybody? You all heard your name? And President Boynton will stay right here in this chapel. Okay? We all on the same page? Approximativamente. Oh, at about 8:30 or so, we'll bring a cookie and a half to everyone here in the cultural hall. If those of you whose president is not able to be here tonight, but you'd like to meet with each other, then we'll have you remain in the cultural hall. And we'll probably close these doors so as to have a different meeting in here and the greater visiting and the cookies in a little while. Thank you all very much for coming. Blessings to you. Thank you. We'll see you shortly.